Wall Street has been calling for an aggressive interest rate cut, and today it got what it wanted. Federal Reserve policymakers have cut interest rates by a half percentage point in a bid to revive a faltering recovery. Stocks finished higher for the day, with the Dow moving up 92 points. But in a statement, the Fed seemed to signal that with this latest rate cut, it might be done slashing rates, at least for a while. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
While a number of prominent economists had been strongly hinting that a half a point interest rate cut would be the kind of medicine the economy needed to get back on track, most weren't expecting Federal Reserve policymakers to take such an aggressive step. But that's exactly what Alan Greenspan and other Fed policy members decided to do.
The Fed is really poised to do whatever it takes to get this economy back on the move.
Janet Yellen is a former member of the Fed Board of Governors, who is now a professor at the University of California at Berkeley. She says by taking short-term interest rates down to 1.25%, their lowest level in decades, Fed policymakers are aiming to shore up confidence in the economy going forward amid signs the recovery is faltering.
50-point move, a half a percent, is a significant move. And we will see the implications, I think, in mortgage rates and perhaps a continuation of the 0% financing we've seen on cars that kept car sales so strong all summer.
In a statement issued at the conclusion of today's meeting, Fed policy members said recent economic data has tended to confirm greater uncertainty about the economy. The statement also pointed to heightened risks, an apparent reference to possible military action in Iraq. The statement also said the risks to the economy moving forward are now balanced, a shift from a more negative view expressed at the past several meetings. Diane Swonk is chief economist at Bank One. She says it may take a while, but the rate cut should help convince companies to start spending again.
We've still got some rough mixed economic data to go through, but by early next year, we have got some very good profit numbers coming our way. Cash flow has already turned around, and there's only sort of one of three things you can do once your cash flow has improved and profits have improved. That's one, pay down debt, two, buy back your stock, and three, reinvest, probably in that order, all of which will eventually be very good for Wall Street.
Company executives were already expressing their enthusiasm for lower rates. Michael Koss is president and CEO of Koss Corporation. Based in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the company makes stereo headphones. He says when rates come down, his business benefits.
I think it's just another show of confidence. It'll give people more confidence in the retail sector, I believe. And, overall, it always helps with consumers, too. I mean, every time you cut the rates, the interest rates, it puts money in people's pockets and they spend it.
Many economists say even with this latest rate cut, the Fed will still have room to reduce rates again should the economy suffer an unexpected shock. Still, with rates now at their lowest levels since the early 60s, the Fed may now be ready to sit back and wait for the economy to respond. The vote by Fed policymakers to reduce interest rates was unanimous. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.